This is Greg Keeler. I am your host for this exciting new podcast called Let's Talk About Cross Country. During this podcast, we are going to talk about small college cross country from throughout the Missouri and Kansas area. Today, we're going to exclusively talk about schools from the National Christian College Athletic Association. Schools in the NCCAA. They are Christian colleges from across the country. For the purpose of cross country, they are split into two divisions. Division One, which we'll be talking about today, they are made up of schools that are dual members for the most part with the NCAA and the NAIA. So that's a great opportunity for those kids to have another type of championship to compete for. Okay, different than the NAIA, where you have to win your conference or be selected by a panel of raters, on the NCCAA, you must qualify through time. For the men in Division I level, they need to run a 28:01 for 8K, and if they want to qualify as a team, they need to run 2 minutes. I'm sorry, let me correct myself there. They need to go in 2 hours, 26 minutes, and 56 seconds. For the women who run 5K, they need to run at 20 minutes and 42 seconds to qualify as an individual, and to qualify as a team, they need 1 hour, 29 minutes. The second way to qualify is strictly as a team. You need to be in the top 20 of the final ratings of the year. You're eligible to enter the national championship. So, as we now you kind of understand a little bit about the process, let's go ahead and start talking about one of the strongest teams in the NCCAA from the Missouri. It's really there in a lot of ways. They're one of the backbone teams. That'd be the College of the Ozarks. Coach Clint Woods, who I've known for a long time, has had this team constantly in as a relevant throughout both the NCCAA and the NAIA. So let's first talk about the men's team. They are currently rated number 5 in the NCCAA and number 4 in the NAIA conference. Their NAIA conference. The Sooner Conference. They are led by 3-time NCCA All-American Tanner Bailey. Right now he is having a very strong first half of his season. Currently he's rated number 1 in the country and just coming off a great performance at last weekend's Chili Pepper Classic hosted by the University of Arkansas, where he got first place in the Prairie Division. That performance earned him runner of the week in both the NCCAA and the Sooner Conference. So he's having a great year. I really think he is going to be a true force to reckon with the remainder of the year, not just in the NCCAA, but I think he's got a real shot at All-American on the NAIA side. All right, well, now we'll move on to his teammate, Nolan Corder. He's currently 16th in the country, and with a time of 1607.8, I'll tell you, guys like him are going to make the difference in if College of the Ozarks can break into that top 4 at nationals. Right behind him, with a very respectable time of 27:43.2, is Gabe Whiteman. Right now he's 33rd in the country, and he's really having a great season. I really think that that Ozark is going to have a great year, and I think that there's a lot to come for them. Now moving on to their women, who frankly are not that much far behind. They are currently rated number 6 in the NCCAA and 3rd in the Sooner Conference. They have a great young lady of their own, who is currently rated number 7 in the NCCAA with a time of 8.0 of 18 minutes, 30 seconds, and that's Kina Gatz. She is also coming off a great performance at the Chili Pepper, where she got seventh in the Prairie View division. That earned her the Sonar Conference Runner of the Week. Right behind her is Emma Zaleska. I sure hope I said that right. If I got it wrong, don't hesitate to let me know. She's currently sitting number 29th in the country with a very respectable time of 20:28. Rounding out the top three for the women is Gracie Gotten. She's right now sitting in 45, also with respectable time at 21:33. I think this is a team that you definitely both on the Sooner side as well as the NCCAA. This is a team that has a real shot at making some noise. College of the Ozarks, they're going to be in action this upcoming weekend on the 11th at the Golden Eagle Invitational hosted by John Brown University in Saloma Springs, Arkansas. So the best luck to Clint and his men and women as they move forward. All right, the next school that we're going to talk to, we're going to bounce over to the Kansas side. That's Sterling College. They're led by Mason Blevins. He right now is leading his men's team is rated 8th in the NCCAA and 7th in the NCAC conference of the NAIA. Right now, the time they have is not quite national standard time, but as long as they stay in that top 20, they got a real shot at qualifying for nationals. They are led by Darian Jefferson. He's a sophomore. He has a season best time of 27:18, and that of course is good enough to qualify as an individual. So that's he's having a great start to his season. Right behind him is Jacob Tooney, and he currently has a 28:51, not quite at that national standard time, but he's got a little time left, and he's certainly in striking distance. Okay, on the women's side, right now they don't have a team score, so they don't factor into the as a team for national qualifying right now, but as time goes on, we could definitely see a change there. Right now, because they don't have a team score, they are rated 11th in the KCAC, and that's more just because they don't have anything else to work from. But they do have two young ladies, two freshmen that are really having a great start to their college career. You got Clara Miller. Right now, she has a best time of the year of 22:47 seconds, and then her teammate Liddy Nelson at 22:52. So both of them definitely are in that position where even if the team doesn't put it together to qualify for nationals, they certainly have enough time left this year. If they can peak at the right time, they look like they could have a real shot to move on. They're going to be also competing this weekend on the 11th. This is a big weekend for the for NAIA schools because they're 2 weeks out from the regional meets, which is a big test. It's that opportunity to show yourself, especially if you're looking at trying to buy for one of those at-large positions. It's really a good time to compete against other strong programs. So this week is really the last time that they have to set themselves up for that big weekend. So they'll be at Dallas Baptist University, Old Glory Gallup in Dallas, Texas. So best of luck to you. I think they're going to have a great rest of their season. All right, so now we're just going to go up the road a little bit to McPherson, Kansas, where you have Central Christian College, led by a good friend of mine, Chad Clevenger. They're having a pretty slow start to their season, but You know, he had to rebuild this program from nothing. They were shut down for several years after COVID. So this is, you know, really he's rebuilding that program from scratch. Right now he doesn't have a men's score. Hopefully he'll get a chance to change that before he gets into the Sooner Conference Championship, which right now they are rated number 10 in the Sooner Conference. He's led by Philip Scolo. I hope I said that one right. He has a season best time of 33 minutes, 26 seconds, and 0.7. So hopefully they'll be able to get some good performances in down the rest of the season. As of right now, they have not had any women compete, but I know they've got several freshmen on the roster. So best of luck to you, Chad, as you move forward. I'm definitely rooting for you. They're going to be in action right there in McPherson on Saturday at the Carl Swanson Invitational. And, hey, it's not bad being having essentially a home meet in this middle part of the year. That's going to be a great opportunity for them to improve and show themselves. All right, so then we're moving on. Back on the Missouri side, we are going to now talk about Hannibal LaGrange. They're coached by first year Luke Stoffel. He's a brand new coach at the NAIA level and at the NCCA level, and I think he's going to have a great opportunity. He's in a great area for recruiting. A lot of good small, strong cross country high schools in his area, so I think he's going to have a great shot to build this Hannibal LaGrange program. Right now, they do not have a time yet as a team, so they are not rated in the NCCAA yet. But on the NAIA side, they're a member of the American Midwest Conference, and they're rated number 4 right now. So good luck to them. I hope they can get a good time in and have a shot at competing for nationals. They are led by junior Jose Sato. He's got a season best time of 28 minutes, 46 seconds. He's got some time. He's going to be on his home course this weekend. And, that's always an advantage. You know, every little nook and cranny, you know how to put your race together. So if he's got a shot at qualifying for nationals, it's going to be a good weekend. On the women's side, they do not yet have a score, and they are sitting fifth. So, they got some work to do, obviously, but they're in a good, solid, strong, small college where on the right day, with the right conditions, you can have a good performance. So I'm definitely cheering for this group. So then we move to our last school that we're going to talk about today, and that is Heston College, led by Coach Brian Allen. This is a great little story. Just last year, they were competing as a junior college. Just this season, they moved up to being a four-year institution, and they were immediately accepted into not just the National Christian College Athletic Association, but the NAIA. And they compete in the Continental Athletic Conference. Continental Athletic Conference is the catch-all. If you're not a member of another conference or your primary conference does not sponsor a sport, they automatically are a member of the CAC. So a nice little overall, conference. Right now, they sit number 9 in the NCCAA. They haven't yet qualified as a team, but I really feel like they've got a shot to, they're number 9. So as long as they stay in that top 20, they're going to be able to make a postseason in their first year as a four-year institution. They sit at number 2 in the CAC. We'll see. That conference, you just never know how many teams, even though, 7 right now are rated in their latest conference rating, you never know. So hopefully enough schools participate, that they'll get their automatic bid. They are led by Jonah Krum, having a nice year right now. I think, let me see if I have his time. Yeah, 28 minutes, 42 seconds, 0.6. So even if they don't squeeze in as a top 20, he's got a real shot at qualifying as an individual. So I think they're just having a great, I just have a great opportunity there. On the women's side, they have not yet had a score, so they're not rated in either the NAIA or the NAIA conference or in the NCCAA. But they are led by Arissa Caffey, and she's got her personal best time of 21:50. So if she can continue to improve, you know, she may have a shot at making it to nationals. So best of luck to her. Like I said, I really like this Heston College story. I think they're doing a great job over there, and I wish them all the luck. They'll be competing at the Golden Eagle Invitational, again, at John Brown University. So they're, you know, they're going to get a shot to run on a fast course with some good competition. So, all right. Well, listen, hey, I had a great time. This was a lot of fun. I love talking cross-country statistics. I love giving a chance to recognize some of these kids in the NCCAA. They don't often get talked about. A lot of times they are overshadowed by other colleges in the area, sometimes even by their local high schools. So they don't get a lot of press. They don't get a lot of media attention. So I hope this is, you know, their parents listen to this, or them, or, you know, maybe their high school coaches, whatever. This is a good opportunity for these kids to get recognized. That's all the time I have for today. Tomorrow I will also have another episode where I will focus on Division II. That is, we're going to have a lot of fun with that. That Division II is really a neat little group. So, all right, well, hey, I appreciate y'all for listening. I hope you'll continue and support my podcast as I hope to continue this. So y'all have a great week, and I will talk to you tomorrow, and then, of course, next week to wrap up this important weekend coming up in college cross country. So y'all have a great week.